Australian PM new comments on gambling ads spark concern. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese appears to have reversed his stance on banning gambling advertisements. In an interview with ABC Radio yesterday, Thursday, September 19, Albanese said that the real issue lies with gambling itself and not the ads. He further stated that the proposed blanket ban on gambling ads, recommended by the government inquiry, isn't the revolutionary solution many claim. Instead, Albanese cautioned that banning ads may appear simple, but it overlooks the far-reaching consequences for sports leagues, youth programs, and news outlets. Additionally, the Prime Minister noted that lotteries and scratch cards are Australia's most popular gambling activities, with 64% of adults participating in 2022, which surpassed racing and sports betting by 38% and 33%, respectively. However, Albanese pointed out that he haven't seen a campaign about advertising lotteries, which is a far bigger problem than sports gambling. Albanese's views generate criticisms. The Prime Minister's comments have attracted backlash from various individuals and groups, urging him to take decisive action on banning gambling ads. Quote, "This is about banning advertising so gambling stops being normalized for children." Kevin Rudd had the guts as Prime Minister to take on big tobacco and legislate plain packaging. Anthony Albanese needs to show the same courage here and ban gambling advertising. David Pocock, independent senator. Albanese is facing pressure from both the crossbench and his own party to implement the recommendations of Ms. Murphy's report, which advocates for a total ban on gambling ads that will be phased in over 3 years. The report's recommendations have remained unimplemented despite being released almost 15 months ago. Quote, "He's dead wrong and it is extremely disappointing to see him backtracking. The single most important thing we should do is stop the gambling industry from being able to advertise, just like we've done with tobacco, and just like we do on other issues. If the Prime Minister cares about community sport, he should fund community sport. Hiding behind limp excuses created and parroted by the gambling lobby is not leadership." Sarah Hanson-Young, Greens Senator.